Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Joaquin, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, when I went to high school, I fell in love with a girl named Valerie in my freshman year. She was the most popular girl in school. She ran track, was very hot, and had an athletic body and exotic features. I was shy but not unattractive. I kept to myself and would try and talk to her. I worked out and kept pretty clean. I only had eyes for her. I started talking to her then. I showed a bit more confidence and we became friends. But every time I tried to ask her out, she would be with someone. We talked on the phone, I sang to her over the phone, baked her a birthday cake that was taken to school, and I learned how to draw because of her. Many people thought I was being sweet, but nowadays it's known as simping for her. Every year she was with a different person. This went on all throughout high school. She knew I liked her, and by then the whole school knew. My senior year I was tired of this and getting close to graduation. I went back to being shy and slowly stopped talking to her. Then one evening my mother calls me saying there's a girl at the door. It's Valerie in her track shorts and shirt. She says she wants to talk. I let her in and my father, who was watching sports on the couch, nearly falls off after seeing her. I take her back to my room where my little brother and sister were either watching television or reading. I offered her a chair and went back to a project I was finishing up. I wanted to scream at her about why she never gave me a chance or realized my feelings for her. But I stayed quiet. After 20 or so minutes, I simply told her I needed to shower and go to bed. So I walked into the front door and that was it. I'm sure that many men, being the last fish in an empty barrel, would have jumped at the chance to be finally picked. But I simply stayed there. All those 4 years of loneliness hit hard. I never went to prom and I never celebrated my graduation. Then one day during summer, my friends ended up telling me that she used to dance at a local strip club during our junior and senior years, but never bothered to tell me. They also made mention that after prom at a beach party, Valerie went from one guy to another, and in the morning was kicked out by one of the guys that used to go out with her. Not knowing if this was true and thinking that they were just trying to cheer me up, I ended up making a few phone calls and later asked my cousin, and the stories were confirmed. It seems they were relieved in telling me because I was in love with her, and they didn't want to hurt me with the truth. Still, in the end, she finally hurt me the most by finally seeing what was left in the fish bucket. Any insight in this and similar high school stories would be appreciated. Thank you and keep MGTOW strong. Well, Joaquin, thanks for the donation and topic. It's tragic that your high school years were ruined because of a bad case of one-itis. You say that you were an attractive guy, but clearly you weren't attractive enough. Otherwise, she wouldn't have put you in the Forrest Gump friend zone. It was all over the moment you said you became friends in the second or third sense of your story. From then on, I didn't have to hear any more. I'll discuss your case in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex, the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to guys falling into one-itis in the friend zone because no one told them what those are. Cloud World Show. Joaquin, your mother could have told you over the span of 4 years to not waste your time with her. But you mentioned that the entire time you knew Valerie, she never once came over to your house. She was smart and probably was worried that your mother would fill you in on her friend zone game. But maybe not, because women have a time-honored tradition of not screwing up other women's prospects, even if they're using their own sons. Besides, your mother thought you'd probably make a great son husband one day. What's also tragic is not a single girl in your high school, in a school where everyone knew you liked her, mentioned that she put you in the friend zone. That's evil on a species-level scale. I don't blame the other guys, they were mostly virgins that never had girlfriends, and didn't figure out until senior year or after that what was going on. The few popular smart guys with experience that did know the game probably didn't want to piss off the girls and ruin their own pussy prospects. When your mother said there's a girl at the door, that means your mother didn't know her, and you never spoke to her about Valerie. I doubt that your father knew what the friend zone ever meant if he fell off the sofa so quickly like a simp when she stumbled into the room. Joaquin, you weren't being picked when Valerie came to your house. You were being investigated to see what she'd done wrong, so the next guy that you put in the friend zone, the likelihood of losing her free source of attention would be minimized. She just had to know why you were mad at her and what she could have done differently with the next simp. Who knows, maybe she had other friend zone orbiters as well, and she might have actually wanted to know if one of them told you something. Dude, you also sang to her over the phone. That's a Will Smith simp level maneuver right there. I hope you didn't sing Getting Simpy With It, or Wild Wild Breasts to her. You didn't tell me when this happened, but it probably occurred at a time when people didn't know what any of those things meant. I found the part about Valerie at only 17 or 18 years old dancing at strip clubs unbelievable at first. But between how you described her being very attractive and popular, and how others corroborated the story of her being underage, it didn't matter. Because the guy that owned the strip club probably took one look at her fake ID and body and didn't care. He probably thought that the risk of getting caught by the popo was worth the piles of money he would make. This woman exploited you for 4 years, Joaquin. And then she exploited other guys for tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars at the strip club. Too bad you didn't know she worked there while you were in high school. You could have got yourself a fake ID and some makeup and covered your zits and gone in there to see her tits. Imagine waving at her from the front row and seeing the shocked look on her face as she slipped and fell right into you with her tatas, landing right in your face. But odds are you wouldn't be allowed in there to see her, so the best you could hope for is to wait standing outside to watch her coming in and out, and just tell her you were waiting for your dad who was inside. That would have also freaked her out. Hell, you could have even taken a few pictures of her outside of there, and either blackmailed her to be with you, or shared them with the whole school as a form of revenge. It really is a shame you didn't know any sooner. At the very least, she could have given you some free lap dances if you found out. There's a friend zone sweet spot for most women. If the guy's a total loser and no one likes him, then women will stay away from him entirely. But if he's super attractive, then she'll never friendzone him, but actually want to sleep with him. If you go from being a zero with women with regards to your looks to being a sexy hero in a hurry, you won't actually notice the friendzone in the middle. That was my experience. I never experienced the friendzone until I was the age of 35, and thought it was a myth. I thought that because when guys told me it happened to them, I thought their stories just didn't add up. There were also a couple of women I thought I was being genuine friends with. And meanwhile, they were just saying bad things about my girlfriends, probably hoping to console me with their breasts one day. I didn't realize that there's the I want you for your attention friend zone, and secondly, there's the I want to steal you from your girlfriend friend zone. It's important to recognize which one you're in. There's also probably the I want to use you to hang around for your attractive friends so I can get together with one of them friend zone. But I never experienced that before. But I've noticed that women only want to be your so-called friend when there's some utility value out of it. If you know you're being friend-zoned, it might not be all that bad if you know why you're doing it. For companionship and attention, perhaps. Sometimes it's just good to have someone else to talk to. That's what pisses me off sometimes when guys say that they're lonely and don't have anyone to talk to. I ask them, have you tried putting yourself in the friend-zone yet? Sometimes it's a good option for young guys that are lonely. Sometimes when a woman puts you in the friend-zone, she tests you because she actually wants to be with you. So she throws some of her less desirable female friends at you and asks you to ask one of them out. What she's doing is testing your sexual marketplace value. If you turn down those other women, then she knows that you have high standards and that you won't date lower quality women. This then proves to her that you're better than she suspects. It's a way for women to get indirect social proof. One woman I wanted, I got involved with her friend, and then I dumped her friend because I told her that she wasn't all that good of a catch. Suddenly I became attractive to her. I guess I had proven my worth. But Joaquin, it looks like Valerie never introduced you to any of her friends. She probably feared losing her emotional simp that would bake her a cake that she shared with the whole school. To be fair, besides the singing, baking a woman a cake must have been the biggest simp move ever. Sure, buying her a cake is one thing, but baking her one from scratch is something entirely different. This productivity a guy feels when he falls in love and doesn't act out on that love by sleeping with the woman is the most powerful male energy ever. Sometimes I wish I could friendzone myself to a super attractive woman and feel that love and use the woman as a muse to be super productive. One day if maybe my Bitcoin boat comes in, I'll hire a muse to just hang around that I can fall in love with. That I use for inspiration instead of sexual perspiration. The fact that you sang to that Valerie if she inspired you to write songs, then once again that would prove my point that when a man falls in love but won't, or in your case can't act out on how he feels, he can use it as inspiration to be creative. When she came over to your house one last time, it was like giving her some friend zone closure. She would then know where you guys stood, and if you're going to get mad and try and damage your reputation. After all, you had the perfectly good reason of 4 long years to get super mad. She was prepared for you to blow up and tell everyone how horrible of a person you were. But when you said you're just going to sleep and didn't mention doing anything bad to her, it was probably a sign of a relief for her. Plus, she confronted you at your house, So that way, your parents would be there. So if you got mad, odds are you wouldn't act out it when they were there. Everything about the interaction was carefully calculated, and you probably weren't even thinking about it at the time. If there's one thing that bothers me about female nature the most, it's all the careful planning and consideration taken into what seems like a simple social interaction. Women always stack the deck in their favor, and it's fun when you do the same to them. I once told a female client I didn't want to work with her anymore, in front of a crowd of other people. So that way she couldn't blow up at me because she normally would for no reason. She had to keep her composure because if she didn't, it would be embarrassing for her. On top of that, I told her that with other people that she was working with around. So that tore her down in their eyes. All she could do was smile and try very hard to keep calm. But she needed a way to get her frustration out, so what she did was go over to the piano and start playing a song. She had been played by me, so all she could do was play the piano. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Joaquin for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you wanted to smash that girl for 4 years, but all she was doing was smashing your self-esteem by sleeping around while putting you in the friend zone. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the underage strippers that you go to high school with friend-zoning you away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.